Amidst tumultuous protests and mounting public outcry, Kenya's President William Ruto has decided to withdraw the highly contentious finance bill. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The move comes in the wake of widespread demonstrations that turned deadly, claiming at least 22 lives and culminating in the Parliament building being set ablaze. In a televised address to the nation, President Ruto acknowledged the vehement opposition from Kenyans, stating unequivocally, "It is clear that Kenyans want nothing to do with the bill. I concede." He further pledged not to sign the bill into law, marking a significant reversal from his initial stance. The protests, largely driven by Kenya's younger generation and organized through social media, represent one of the largest displays of public dissent since Ruto assumed office in 2022. The demonstrations aimed not only to oppose the bill but also escalated to calls for Ruto's resignation, reflecting broader discontentment with the current administration. The finance bill, which had been passed by Parliament despite the widespread unrest, included controversial tax hikes intended to alleviate Kenya's substantial debt burden. President Ruto had initially defended the bill as necessary to address the country's economic challenges, citing efforts to manage a debt exceeding $80 billion. Following the dramatic events and in response to what has been termed a people power movement, Ruto expressed readiness to engage in dialogue with the protesting youth, recognizing their pivotal role in forcing this significant policy reversal. Moving forward, the withdrawal of the finance bill raises questions about the government's fiscal strategy and the potential for further protests amidst unresolved grievances. As Kenya navigates these turbulent times, the decision marks a pivotal moment in its political landscape, highlighting the power of public opinion and the dynamics shaping governance in the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.